Wrap. Good morning, everybody. I'm Dusty Budd, sports director at KYMN Radio, and we've got a fun show lined up for you today. One of my favorite interviews of the school year is the Gator Girls Swimming and Dive Team is in here. I've got a jam-packed studio with some Gators that are going to be talking about their trip to the state tournament. The Raiders finished 14th overall as a team, and they had some individual, we'll talk about the individual meets that they ran and kind of what their thoughts were, how they build up to throughout the season, having success throughout the season, and then talk about a little bit about the plans for next year, because the beauty thing is that these girls, all of them, come back next year, so they got some experience this year and looking forward to bigger things from them next year. But we're going to talk about their season up to this point, so it's always fun to have them. And then after this, I will go ahead and recap some other Raider sports and how they did this year. But if they're taking their time to come down on a Saturday, then we're going to go ahead and get them on right now. So I'm going to be speaking with Zibby Hannafil, Caroline Peterson, Ella Palmquist, and Tatum Houck, also head coach Chris Morgan. We're going to bring them on now, and I'm going to say good morning, everybody. Morning. Hello. Let us know you're there. Coach Morgan, before we get into the state event that was happening this week, just the season as a whole, your thoughts on the season?
Well, I think it was pretty strong. We undefeated in dual meets. We won true team sections, I think, for the third year in a row. We were fourth overall at true team state. We got second at the Big Nine conference meet at the end. We repeated for the third time the section title. And then we moved up 18 spots at state, so I'd say it was a pretty strong year.
Pretty successful. We're going to bring the girls on right now. I'm going to ask each of you their thoughts on the season. We'll just start going down the row. We'll start with Caroline Peterson there. So, Caroline, nice and close to the microphone there. And your thoughts on the season.
I think we had a really successful season. Our team atmosphere was really awesome this year. We were all super enthusiastic and really supportive of each other. And we were always super loud and cheering for each other at meets.
Okay. As we swing it over to Ella. Ella, get your thoughts on probably what was your favorite meet that you had this season?
I think my favorite meet was True Team State because we were not expecting to get that close to Breck, which is a private school up in the cities. And we were just super excited to be like climbing the ranks, and we're all doing super well being at the U. That we love to go to.
All right. Yeah, you guys are becoming pros at the University of Minnesota Aquatic Center, I tell you what. Tatum, we go ahead and ask you about what were some of the goals and expectations that this team set for itself prior to the season?
I think we definitely knew we would win the section meet and then definitely jump up spots at the state meet because we've all done a lot better this year and we knew we could do it.
All right. Is it Zibby or Libby?
Zibby.
Is Zibby with a Z?
That's yeah.
Good. So I did do it correct then. Good. All right. I just had to make sure. Zibby, I want to get your thoughts on, just like I asked Ella, what was one of your favorite meets this year?
I definitely liked True Team State because I love diving at the U of M. And I don't know. It's just such a fun meet because it's state and you get to see where you are compared to all these other teams. And it's... Everyone scores points because it's true team, so it's just an awesome meet.
I just love that aspect about true team, where everybody gets to score. It gets some swimmers that maybe don't get opportunities in varsity meets to be able to compete at a high level and everything. And now, you guys were talking about, you figured sections, you guys were strong enough to win sections. But true team state, what was, Chris, we'll ask you, what was kind of the thinking of? It sounds like you guys weren't expected to go all the way there, and you guys obviously had success with that. What do you credit to that?
Our depth. We started the season with 68 girls and finished the season with 67. It's a big team. Everybody works hard. It's 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. We lift weights as well. There's a lot of effort put in, and everybody improves together. And so while we have very strong A relays with these young ladies and strong diving, our B relays, C relays, and D relays don't fall off that much. So we just kind of keep coming. We're not going to get a lot of the top of the podium swims, but we're going to be in the top half of the meet. Mm-hmm. Even with our quote unquote slowest relay, it's still going to be very competitive. So we just keep the points add up.
Very good, very good. As I go back, who wants to answer? I want to go and ask, and I ask this question every year, but it always changed a little bit. Who can talk to me about a typical practice that Coach Morgan has at the Northfield Middle School pool. Who wants to explain what you guys do at practice? Anybody? Any takers? We got Ella pulling the microphone her way.
I guess I'd say our practice involves lots of 100 freestyles. We do. That's why our 4x1 is usually pretty strong, because we do multiple sets of 4 100s. But we also are very strong in the individual medley, because he definitely involves all the strokes every single practice, making sure that we don't slow down in any of the strokes. And as team-wise, we just encourage each other, high-five each other after every set, just to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're growing together.
Very good, very good. Again, the Northfield Raider Gator, girls swimming and dive team, finished 14th at the state meet. Very, very successful. And again, the beauty thing about it is they all get to come back next year. And I guess, guys, let's go ahead and dive right into it. First off, let's start with sections. That was a meet that you guys have had success in, and you ended up winning, going as a team, which is nice. You don't just have to qualify individual events as a team by winning sections, if I'm correct, Chris. All the events get to go, or do I have that wrong?
Qualifying times go for state, and you must get those qualifying times in section finals. If you get them all year long, it doesn't matter. You have to get them on the last day of section. So it's no small amount of pressure for these
absolutely
young people. Yeah,
absolutely. So then let's go ahead and talk about sections, and you know, what was your guys' goals as you were going in? I guess Zibby, we'll start with you. Talk about the events you raced in,
She's our diver.
Oh, diver!
One of the
we can ask it that way. I can ask a diver then. That's right. I always forget. You guys got to have swimmer. It's swim and dive, right?
Yeah.
Poor Zibby over there. He's like, nobody ever remembers the divers. I'm here too. All right, Zibby, let's talk about diving then a little bit. And, you know, what were some of the goals that you wanted to set for yourself as you came into the season on the diving platform?
Last year, I kind of felt, me and the other divers kind of felt like at the end of the season we were really tired because it's such a long season. And this year we were trying to do more conditioning at the beginning of season and just to, like, carry through and finish strong. And I think we did that.
Okay. Let's talk about your performance at the section meet and your thoughts on it.
It wasn't my best meet.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, but the nice thing, Zibby, is the beauty thing about swimming and dive is you get to come back, okay, right? You're coming back next year, and I'm sure your goals and expectations are going to be much higher this next year. Absolutely. Very good. As we go ahead and talk about, let's go ahead and swing it over to Tatum there. Tatum, get your thoughts on the section meet.
I think it went pretty well for me. Last year, the 100 back, I missed by a couple 100s.
Okay.
The state cut. And then the 200 free, I got the cut at prelims and missed it at finals.
Ooh.
So I was definitely motivated to get both the cuts this year. I got it in the 200 free this year, and our medley relay went, and then our 400 free relay went.
Okay.
She was section champion in 200 free this year.
Very good. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry. You were after prelims. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Abby Larson.
Okay.
Forgive me.
Okay. That's all right. But see, there's just so much success on the team that it gets tough to get them all mixed up because everybody, they all do so well, right, Chris?
Yeah, she had a very good meet.
All right. Swing it over to Ella. Let's get your thoughts on the section meet there.
Well, the section meet last year where the sprint relay was one of them that really stung me because we missed it by a couple tenths, and I was in that. And this year, so that was one of my biggest goals, was to get that relay qualified. Along with on that relay was Signe Hauk, Anna Shiglowski, and Caroline Peterson. And we qualified that relay. And my individuals, I was really close in both of them. I tried my best, but I always have next year.
Right.
And the 4x1, our goal was just to get ahead as far as we could because we knew we could win it, and that's what we did.
Very good. Congratulations. Swing it over to Caroline. I'm sure she's going to say some of the same thing, but I'll ask the same question. Your thoughts on the section meet there, Caroline?
Yeah, I thought it went pretty well. In the 200 IM, I was hoping for a little bit more, but I still made the cut, so that was good. And then I was also hoping for a little bit more in the 100 fly, but that'll come next year. And then I was really happy about the sprint relay. I hadn't been on a relay before that qualified, so that was super exciting to be a part of a relay that qualified.
All right. We're going to get to state here very shortly, ladies. But first off, let's just start back to Caroline. Just what made you get involved in swimming and diving and wanting to be a part of it?
I started club when I was probably 7 or 8.
Okay.
And I think I started because my sister had done club before me, and I wanted to do what she had done. She didn't end up sticking with it, but I did. And I just always loved swimming. When I was little, I did making waves swim lessons, and I loved that. Okay. And I think that got me into it.
Awesome. Swing it over there. Let's ask Ella, what got you involved in gator swimming and diving here, Ella?
I also did club when I was about, but later as a 10-year-old. And I think I just loved every single meet. I would go there, and then I'd be like, oh, my God, I dropped 20 seconds. And I just loved improving. And I just loved seeing the time drop. So I think I just kind of got addicted to that. And then I came into high school, and I thought that the Gators would be a great opportunity for me to get involved with the high school and, like, get ready for high school as a middle schooler and continue to grow. And,
all right. Yeah. All right. Very good. Tatum, got you involved in swimming and dive.
Well, my whole family has been swimming.
Kind of the last name tells you a lot.
My dad swam. Yeah, my dad and grandpa are the coaches of the San Jose swim and dive team. Mm-hmm. All my siblings swim, and I was on club for a while, and then I just decided to join the high school team.
All right. And Zibby, our diver here, I want to ask, first off, what made you get involved with the swim and dive program, and what made you decide to become a diver, Zibby?
My whole family is... are divers.
You're divers? Yeah. So it's just a natural progression to do that. And how long have you been, just ever since you were a little kid, starting at club and going through?
I never really competed diving, but I just...
Okay.
Always
done. She's quite good. She downplays it, but...
She downplays it. That's the thing. I love these Northfield Raiders student athletes. You guys are always so humble. I love it. Very good. All right. Chris, let's go ahead and for the girls here, too. Time to talk about state. The Raiders went to state. They finished 14th overall, which is, again, as Coach Morgan said, 18 spots better than last year's run. Okay, so obviously a huge jump as a team. And we'll go ahead and just talk about the state meet. Now, of course, we get some of the best swimmers and the best relays in the state there, Coach Morgan. What is kind of the mindset that you need to have when you go into the state meet?
Well, a lot of times getting there is a pretty big challenge, like the pressure of making it on the one day. And so when we achieve that, it's the inspiration you carry forward. It's the belief system, the faith you have in your training and your teammates. And if you have the mindset of being successful, chances are very good you're going to be successful. Physically, we're in a rest period, so we're maintaining our performance levels at the highest levels as we can for as long as we can.
Okay.
So it's about getting up and racing and putting yourself in a position to earn a lane for finals, and then once in finals, just flat out race.
All right. Girls, let's go ahead and talk. Tatum, we'll start with you here. You were part of the 200 medley relay team that finished 11th overall. Again, the beauty thing about it is everybody gets to come back next year. So just get your thoughts on that and some of the competition you had to go against.
That relay went really well. We all, I think, got best times with our splits. We did tie for 8th in prelims. And then we had a swim-off at the end of that meet, and we Mankato West beat us by a couple tenths. But it was really close, and it was a fun relay.
Fingertips, isn't that what it always gets down to?
Tatum actually had 2 swim-offs at the end of the meet.
Okay.
It's the purest part of our sport. The times don't matter. It's just 2 people competing, or 2 relays in the first case, competing for a spot. And so it doesn't matter. You just got to beat the person or the relay next to you. And the medley came a tiny bit short, but then just a few minutes later, Tatum had to step up and do a 200 free on her own, and she crushed that one, so earning a spot in finals.
Absolutely. So let's talk about the 200 free, 16th place, Tatum. I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. How tired were you at that time?
I was exhausted, but I was really motivated. It's probably one of the most motivating things I've felt, just going head-to-head with one other person. I just try not to let the negative thoughts or any of that get to me and just go out there and swim fast.
All right. You had your sister, Sydney. She was in the 100 freestyle, finishing 16th place. Who would like to talk about that performance of your teammate there? Anybody? All right, Ella. Look at Ella taking the bull by the horns there.
Well, Sydney had done the 100 free multiple times in each meet because she had to do the individual 100 free and then the 4x1, so I think she's definitely prepared for the challenge of state, and she brought it, and she's just the fastest one in the water, and she makes sure that she stays on top of the heat every time, and we're just also proud of her.
All right. Mm-hmm. Caroline Peterson, the 200 freestyle relay. You guys finished 13th as a team there, as the foursome there. Talk about that event a little bit.
Yeah, that was a super fun relay. We were all super excited beforehand, and We were all super pumped up, and we just had a ton of fun going out and racing, especially in prelims. We were right next to Mankato West, and that was super fun to come out a little bit ahead of them, which doesn't always happen with them. So that was super fun.
All right. And Mankato West, that's a team that you guys always swim during the regular season in your dual meet. That's always a team that you guys look for. That's good competition.
They are very good competition.
Okay, very cool. And then the 400 freestyle, the best placing event for Northfield, 9th overall. And I guess, Ella, you were part of that. Go ahead and talk about that. When coming up just short, I know you wanted those get in that final eight, but you guys just missing on it. But just talk about the experience and what that was like, finishing 9th at state. Very, pretty impressive.
Yeah, we have a great bond, and we swam that exact same relay last year, so we are ready to come back because last year we placed in the teens, and we were all super excited about that last year. But now looking back, we improved an immense amount. Uh-huh. It was pretty frustrating with the whole top eight thing being stuck in the bottom eight when you can't move up, because we would have gotten 6th you actually let us move fluidly.
Yeah.
But we had a great race at finals because we were in the center lane and we didn't let anyone beat us.
They dominated the whole way through.
Does lanes make a difference, Coach Morgan? What lane you're in?
Not really in that, facility.
Okay.
But, I mean, it does, for visibility during a race, especially in finals, it really is just a race. So when you're in the center of the pool, you see the whole field, both sides of you.
Gotcha.
When you're on the outside, you have to look one way to see all the 7 lanes across. So it's harder. But it's a great facility, and it's a level playing field at that point. And the talent pool is incredible. Mm-hmm. So everybody's in it.
Very good. Zippy, let's go ahead and over you. I want to talk about, I know you guys, when you guys go to state, you have some fun rituals, you go out to eat and everything like that. Just talk about the experience and the team bonding that you get when you guys get to participate in something like this.
State is always fun because you have all this hard work you've put in through the whole season, and then you get on the bus with all these amazing people that you've gotten so close with over the past couple months. And then you go up there and you just throw down and give it all you got. And we're all just super pumped and excited. And it's just really good atmosphere. It's so fun.
Do you guys do anything fun? I think, Coach, don't you guys go out to eat or something like that? Isn't that your state ritual that you have?
If their swimmers are awake, they should be eating. So, we got to do that. We also took a team trip to Duluth, and I think we had a lot of time together. One of the best features of the girls' team is their the tight-knit community they have for each other. The hard work really makes kind of a sisterhood. And they're very positive people. And like when Tatum swam the two different swim-offs at 25 minutes between each, the second swim was almost an hour after the meet ended. But yet Red Wing and Delano and other teams just stuck around just to cheer her on because the positivity these people put into the air. So not only are they competitive and hardworking athletes, but they're just generally positive, good people. So it's a pleasure.
I like that. And this is one of those sports where the respect factor of your fellow, even the people you compete against, but if somebody that you're going against breaks a state record or something, I mean, you guys everybody gets excited, congratulations and everything like that, as they do the same for you guys. And I just, let's go to North Carolina. I'll ask you about that. Just the community of swimmers and divers I know is very close-knit. And just talk about that sort of, that atmosphere and dichotomy of being a part of a sport such as this.
It's super cool to be super close with so many people, and especially when you're at the state meet and there's so many different teams there, it's really fun to see people from our section that we know and get to see them swim. And even though we compete against them, it's still super fun to be able to talk to them and congratulate them because we know them from our section. We get to see them more often.
Okay. And it's all fun, and this year it was all good, but next year you want to beat them, right? That's the goal we wanted. I will hope so. You guys finish in 14th at state or whatever. But, Coach, I wanted to talk about next year. The beauty thing about it, these girls coming back. Yep. So you're going to have another strong team again next year.
For sure.
Just talk about what your challenge is to them now as into the off season and what they need to do to prep to come back next year and maybe see a little bit better success.
Well, I think being themselves is going to be the primary ingredient. That doesn't need to be major change. They just keep on the path they're marching on. I think we're going to really make strides forward. they're definitely self-motivated. They definitely have a great focus, and they know what it takes to be great, so they're not unwilling to show up and put all the work in. It makes my job much easier. There is some challenges moving forward. I mean, we certainly have a good section. And then if we do move classes, Minnesota State High School League and their infinite wisdom may reclassify us into the double A class, which is, you know, where Eden Prairie, Edina, Wayzata, Minnetonka exists. So the state cut times will increase significantly. The conference will stay the same, so our dual meets and our conference meet will be very much the same. But if we end up in the double A section, I believe that the job is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Hard work, stay dedicated, be themselves. And I really believe that whatever these girls set their mind to, they can accomplish. So they choose excellence every day, 6 days a week, and you can see the results and the quality of people they are.
Mm-hmm.
And whether our competition is still in the single A or in the double A, I do expect good things.
Very good. Girls, let's ask you this, and I'll ask everybody this. You know, what you want to do now that you have a little bit of time. So you want to get away from the pool for a couple of days anyways and just kind of take a break and unwind. But when you get back to it, we'll just start with Caroline and go down. You know, what do you want to achieve next year?
Well, next year I want to, especially if we're in AA, and even if we're not, I want to get the AA cuts.
Okay.
And I really want to continue our team atmosphere. As seniors, we want to be able to just continue our close-knit team and how we work so well together and just our positivity as a team.
Very good. Swing it over there to Ella. Ella, what would you like to, you know, as you have the off-season, now going into the off-season, what you want to focus on as you go into next year?
I just want to focus on continuing to put in the yards and also including a lot of weight training to build strength. So, because we go to the state meet and we see tons of girls who are just much larger than us, like in mass and muscle mass, and we know that if we're like them more, we can be much better, and that would help us get the AA state cuts individually and as relays.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Tatum, same question to you. As you go into this off season now, what you want to do when you come back, to come back even stronger next year?
Yeah, I'll definitely be getting back into club within the next couple of days, swimming all year round and doing weightlifting a lot this off season. I think that helped a lot this season with the end of the year. Next year, I'll definitely be shooting for the AA cuts. And
okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And then Zibby, to get into next year and prep for next year, what would you like to do now that you have the off season here?
Definitely going to do some weightlifting, some off season diving, just staying in shape.
Staying in the routine, getting the routine, staying in the zone. And then Coach Morgan, the final question is, reading Michael Hughes' article in Northfield News, he said when he talked to you there, he said that you wanted next year, you're going to kind of focus differently. This year, you really put it all in kind of on sections to have success and then kind of taper a little bit at state. But next year, you're going to try to focus more on when the state meet comes to be swimming at the max. Talk about that strategy or those people listening out there, why you would do something like that, you know, taper at certain points.
Well, this year, the timeline between section finals and state prelims was a pretty short turnaround, so we could really kind of put all the rest into one spot. Next year's calendar looks like it's a little bit more of a separation.
Okay.
So I just on calendar days, I would like to see first how the season unfolds next year and what class we're in and so forth, but the pace these girls are improving and the focus that they show and the dedication they have year-round, coming back on board next year, we'll hit the ground running and see if we can't make a run at state cuts pre-sections so that we can swim through that meet. I think we can win either the AA or the single A section meet next year and then put ourselves in a great position to have our big finish at the finish.
Okay, very good. Well, ladies, we wish you the very best. Congratulations on the success this season, getting to state there, 14th overall, and I know that the goal is going to be set even higher for next season. So we really appreciate you coming in. Congratulations on the success. Have a great day. Enjoy your Thanksgiving break, and we'll talk to you guys next year, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. That is Zibby Hannafield, Carolyn Peterson, Ella Palmquist, Tatum Hulk, and head coach Chris Morgan from the Gator Girls Swim and Dive Team. We'll take a quick break and be right back right after this.
Family Fair, Northfield's newly remodeled grocery store downtown, has lots of delicious options for your Thanksgiving meal. Pick up a whole frozen turkey for just 67 cents a pound. The frozen bone-in turkey breast is buy one, get one free. Bringing the casserole, cream of chicken, or mushroom soups are just $5 for $5. Or save another dollar with a digital coupon. Tail on cooked shrimp is buy one, get one at 50% off. Family Fair, your local neighborhood market that provides real values for real people in real communities.
95.1, the one station where you won't hear the same songs hour after hour.
I can vouch for that. We have over 4,000 songs in our song library, songs you've never heard of, and they're really good songs. So, yeah, absolutely. All right, let's go ahead and talk about some other Raiders stuff here. The girls' hockey team is in full form. We're going to talk about Northfield Bowling. They were in their conference tournament. They got that third seed. When we talked with head coach Gary Greenland a couple of weeks ago, and he was like, he thought that third seed was there to be had. Of course, the Lakeville teams are doing very well, so that third seed was there. They ended up getting it, and so they had a first-round bye, but then they ran into Rosemount, a team that they bowl typically pretty good against, but it just was not the Raiders' day at that meet. Rosemount wins 172-199, 214-144, 185-173, 223-167 to eliminate the Raiders. So their tournament needed a win for a chance at the state tournament, but with the loss, their season ends. However, the Raider bowling team is young, and they're coming back, and they get better and better every year. So I do believe that they will come back strong next year. And then the girls' hockey team, a quick 0-2 start. That's not exactly where they wanted to be, but we could talk about that. Two games in the season, Northfield still has yet to hold a lead. This last Thursday, it fell behind by a goal in the first period, an eventual 3-1 loss at Hastings, which scored in the first, the second, and added an empty net goal in the final minute to seal its first win of the season. For Northfield, those first points will have to wait a couple more days. Head coach Brent Bielenberg says via the Northfield News that they were a good, fast team, and we started out a little bit slow in the first period, and then our game got better as the game went on. We had a chance to tie it up in the end, and we just came up short. So the Northfield Raiders next will have a chance against Rochester Century this next week. But again, that season, hockey season always gets going super early. And it was one of those things where we'll see. And then now I want to talk about, there is some success here for a number of Raider athletes. Had an opportunity to sign letters of intent to play at the Division II level or better. And we're going to go ahead, and I just want to go ahead and give a little bit of love to them. Where is that article that I saw? There they are. 9 Northfield seniors signed to compete in college. So you're going to have Kate Boland is going to attend D1 Bemidji State University for hockey. Jillian Noel is going to play at D1 Southwest Minnesota State. As we go, Molly Stevens and Sydney Noel, who both signed Wednesday, will be the first Northfield girls golfers to go on and compete collegiately at least the Division II level. Stevens competing at Augustana University in South Dakota, while Sydney Noel will join her sister Jillian at Southwest Minnesota State. Also signing were volleyball player Linnea Larson, who will play at Hillsdale College in Michigan next year, lacrosse player Logan Bornick, who committed to North Greenville University in South Carolina, wrestler Trayton Anderson, who will compete at the Division I level at South Dakota State University, and Elizabeth and Grace Atchison will both run track at the University of Mary in North Dakota next year. So congratulations to all of those Raiders and moving on to the next level in their athletic careers. Well, that's going to do it for Raider App for today. Again, I want to thank my guests, the Gator Girls Swim and Dive Team, Zibby Hannafil, Carolyn Peterson, Ella Palmquist, and Tatum Hulk, also head coach Chris Morgan, for coming in this morning and talking about their successful season as they went all the way to the state tournament. Next week, it's Thanksgiving, so taking the week off, I will be going to Madison, Wisconsin next weekend. So no Raider App next week, but we'll be back after that to get back in and talk about winter sports. Winter sports season is in full force with the Gator Girls, with the state swim meet ending yesterday. Fall sports are over. Winter sports are for Northfield, I guess the football game, there's still football going on, but for Northfield, fall sports are over, and so it's time to focus on winter. We'll do that here on Raider App. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I am Dusty Bud signing off. Have a great day.